The verdict reads as follows. We, the jury, find the defendant, David Mason, guilty as charged in count one, sexual abuse of a minor in the first degree.
Judge William Carey continued on to say that the jury also found Mason guilty of second-degree sexual abuse on a minor. Mason was found not guilty on two other counts of sexual assault. This came after 3 days of testimony, including firsthand accounts from the girl herself, who has developmental disabilities, and the girl's mother, who woke up in the bed when and where the act occurred. State prosecuting attorney Ben Hoffmeister says he's happy the jury came back at all.
I wouldn't say the worst thing, but I think universally trial attorneys are not big fans of hung juries.
Hoffmeister says he originally thought this case would have garnered four guilty or four not guilty charges because of the firsthand testimony, but the jury may have come to this conclusion because of uncertainties in the DNA evidence.
The way that the case was argued, it seemed like it was kind of an all or nothing proposition as in terms of all the counts, but clearly they were swayed by, I'm guessing, some of the physical evidence.
Defense attorney Marcel McDaniel says she thought the jury did well and commended them on spending time to think the whole case through.
I have no criticism of the jury, and I really think they, you know, were very careful, and obviously they spent a long time on it, and I appreciate their willingness to do that.
The jury deliberated about 10 hours over 2 days. With the given charges, Mason could face a life sentence and likely will be transferred soon out of the Ketchikan jail to a larger facility. The sentencing hearing is set for November 13th at the Ketchikan Courthouse. Reporting from Ketchikan, I'm Madeline Beck.